The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Thwole Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Thwole.
Testing, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 2889 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on? Beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, and your hoes. It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode, and today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2 flexing on all you
fucking Catalina
All right, Beaches, welcome. It's Wednesday, April the 3rd. Drop in the comments down below what you are smashing today or what you did smash. We are going to get into some awesome Swole fan posts. And of course, we are going to get into some balls deep content. So don't nobody go nowhere. A couple announcements this Friday. We have an overtime segment. If you're not a member, you will miss out on all private live streams. So join now over at SwoleNormousX.com if you want to start with our programs, yoga, meditation, nutrition, everything. Check it all out, SwoleNormousX.com. You could also download your free copy of The Seven Pillars if you have not yet done so. That'll give you a lot of context as to what we talk about and literally the context when it comes to the training, when it comes to the yoga, the mobility, the meditation, the mindfulness. You will understand it. You will understand the podcast a lot better. So if you are new to all of this, you're new to the podcast, you're new to the Daily Swole, make sure you go to swolenormousx.com and download The Seven Pillars. It's free. Check it out over there, and that'll get you on the right track. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Let's summon the Falcon, bust the nut open. No one knows what the Swole card is. No one knows what the Swole card is, but guess what? Oh, Daddy do. Daddy knows what the Swole card is, and trust me, you're going to like it. Here we go, Falcon. Let's summon the Beesh and get the show on the road. Falcon.
Thank you.
Because Dickens?
Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside.
I gave it a fucking ten.
Am I muted? My goodness. Fam, make sure... I don't even know what I said. Geez. So anyway, my apologies. So we'll just skip all that part. I forget what I said, but it's nothing too crazy. What was I saying? I don't know. Anyway, make sure you go over to papasolio.com. I was showing, if you're just listening, I was showing the picture of the latest merch drops this past Monday. So we have the Swole Park grid design, and we have the Swole Park mountain with the sign behind design. It's really awesome. Go check it out over at papasolio.com. Still 20% off site-wide, so go and give it a look over there. All right, let's get into some questions. We'll get into some questions later. We're going to get into some Swole Fam post-action first. Also, very exciting, P3S10 launches. 11 days to... episode 29 hundo. So April 14th, 2024, P3S10 will now be available for 24 hours only. SwoleNormousX.com/signature. So make sure you bookmark that page. And of course, we'll be talking about it every day on episode 2900. It will be available for 24 hours. SwoleNormousX.com/signature. So let's get into a couple Swole Fam posts. We have some responses still. We'll get into a couple picture posts, but let's get into some of those. Let's see. Mm-mm. Oh, these are old ones. Oh, those are old questions. All right, so we don't have more of those text questions. I must not have deleted them from the folder. So let's get into... Are those still open? Let's get into those picture posts because they're great. So let's start off with Jack. Jack in the fucking house.
What's in the box?
Jack's in the box being the gym. Jack says, hey, Swole fam, I'm new here, 49 years old, chasing the swole, trying to be a better version of myself. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for the pics. There's a video in there too if you're in the Facebook group. And Jack is obviously making some sick fucking gains. So welcome officially to the fam, Jack. Stoked. And give us a little more update on what you're working on and how we can help you get to that next fucking level. Love these. Love this next one from Chris. This is a deep post from Chris. I love it. Let's get into it. Chris says, so fam, it's been a while, so I'll give you all a minute of my time. So many of you have been there for me, so it's only right. I'm officially into my fourth month with brain cancer. We also know problems I had been having, and things slipping a bit for me across the board has all been linked to this massive glioblastoma. As you can see, a lot has changed in what's been 6 months of change and difference. It's just been bad with more bad and more bad. As some of you know, while I was in the hospital, the day I was in recovery from surgery, we lost my oldest son. So there's been a lot to overcome. Well, I'm a few weeks out of radiation and chemo, so I'm on a break right now. While on this break, with a lot of help from an amazing community that rose up to aid my family is having some much-needed away time, and on a trip like we thought we'd never have, we're here in Florida in Orlando at Universal Studios. Oh, nice. Trying to find new smiles and strength because that has been lacking. I make sure I'm physical and I move around. I try to work out and it literally breaks me. I will admit my diet has been a lot of shit. I'm not going to make excuses, but I will say when great food tastes like shit and feels so heavy and makes me sick, even I guess from all the chemo, I find myself trying to survive. Hoping that my strength and abilities come back sooner than later. Well, eating shit's not going to help you, Chris. Do the best that you can. It sounds like you are, but... staying on the positive side. Hey, Papa, not sure what you'd really say about what I asked earlier when I texted you. I didn't see this text. I guess there's a lot of texts that come back from Swole Tech, so apologies, I didn't see this part. Let's see. But if you find yourself up for it, I cannot express how happy it'd make me if I can meet you all down here. Sorry, I don't look like the person that was working the health and fitness programs you put together and had my, I had my successes, and now it's a success if I can help my family in some way each day. I can't speak accurately as to how much I appreciate you and the Swole fam, and would love to meet you, shake your hand, and tell you thank you. Oh, that's really nice, dude. Appreciate it. I can't work where I have, quote, brain damage and having to more get myself on full government disability. I can't return to my career right now. I have a hard time seeing myself as a complete man anymore, but I'm trying what I can to get back to some positivity, to become me in all the ways I can, as best I can. Love you, fam. Oh, that's really great, Chris. I'm glad you're in Florida. And I think I'm nowhere near Orlando. I'm not even sure when. I'll have to check the text messages. But I'm really glad you're having an enjoyable vacation. I'm glad that you have a supportive community. Of course, you have us here in the Swole fam. So really stoked to hear that you are getting a little time for you and your family. That's fantastic. So you have strong people around you. And when it comes to the end, when you said, I have a hard time seeing myself as a complete man anymore, that's not what makes a man. You can just decide if you want to be a man. Come on, Chris, it's 2024. All right. Well, I had to.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
I had to. You're doing the best that you can for yourself and your family. And of course, the insult to injury with the brain cancer, the loss of your eldest son, it's horrible what you've been going through. But the fact that you have a smile on your face and you're out and about and you are living your life to the best ability that you can with people that love you, that's all that you can do. And it doesn't make you any less of a man. That's not what makes a man. That's not what makes a man, being able to lift weights. It's great to be able to lift weights. You do the best that you can to improve yourself and to deal with the cards that you're dealt. So you have to think about, just like if you're playing poker, you don't get to choose what cards you're dealt. I mean, if you've seen the movie Rounders, I mean, that's a great movie, but I saw a clip earlier online. So just, it gets me thinking about that. You don't get to choose what cards you're given, but how you play the hand and how you strategize overall is going to be what determines whether you win or lose. So obviously it's not one hand, it's many. And this kind of comes down to the choices that you make, right? The choices that you make every day. So think of every choice or every day in your situation, you're being dealt a hand of cards. You've heard the term like, oh, so-and-so was dealt a shitty hand. And I would agree that Chris has been dealt a shitty hand, but at the same time, he's still playing the game. If you're playing the game, Chris has to deal with that shitty hand. He has to deal with this. He has to make of that the best that he can. So, of course, he can have a choice and literally not go anywhere and just completely punch out. He's been given all the opportunities to do that. But he's still posting up. He's sharing the groups. He has people that love him and support him in his community that give him the opportunity to travel and have some, you know, a brief respite from his stressful last few months. So really appreciate you sharing that, Chris. And yeah, just kind of strike that thought completely out of your thought process when it comes to not being a complete man. But of course, you don't feel like you're a different you, and you feel different because what makes us who we are in terms of our identity, it's pretty much the things that we do and how we live our lives. And when you're not able to do the things you've always done, you know, I can only imagine, you know, how I would feel about that. But it feels like it was taken away from you. It feels like it was taken away from you. It feels like, yeah, you're not you, but you are a newer version of you. And honestly, within yourself, you can become a much stronger and a much more resilient version of yourself, especially as you push through and get through this. So thanks for sharing, Chris. Another round of applause in America for Chris. America, fuck yeah! Chris went balls deep, but he didn't choose to. He was just, it's like life is going balls deep into Chris. So that's very fitting for today's Swole card. #ballsdeep in the comments down below. But feels like. I think Chris needs to turn around. Chris needs to pitch for a change, right? Hopefully that gives you a little laugh. Thank you so much for sharing, Chris. And I hope you enjoy your trip and, you know, keep on posting and keep on sharing your updates in the Swole Fam. Okay, let's get into, we do have some emails. If you are not on the email list, fam, go to makeemailswoleagain.com. That's makeemailswoleagain.com. And sign up for the email list. I send out emails regularly throughout the week. And if you enjoy the TikToks and Instagram posts and the podcast, and you want some knowledge cock in your inbox, if you're bored and you go into your email and you're like, there's nothing in here. Like, why do I open my email? It's just spam. It's just stuff I don't want to hear. It's bills and confirmation. It's boring. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com. Link is in the description. And you will look forward to opening that inbox because Papa's just sliding in there. I don't do DMs, but I do inboxes, and it's going to feel nice. Is intermittent fasting magic? Well, it's definitely not, but let's see the responses from two peeps on the email list. We got this one from Ilastara. Ilastara? I must have oh, I know what I did. I can't zoom. It's so weird. I can't zoom in because I had my trackpad charging. It's got to be something weird. So I can't zoom into the picture. It's so weird. If I have my trackpad plugged in at some point, I lose the ability to zoom in or something. All right. Ilastara. Hi, I'm from Germany and grains, seeds, rapeseed oil are publicly recommended for healthy nutrition. Oof. They also tell you to eat very little red meat as it would increase risk for colon cancer. And you should eat 30 grams of fiber a day. I don't know exactly how many cabbages that would be, but they basically aim for people to eat lots of whole grain to achieve this. Just thought this would be interesting. If you have further information on this, please let me know. I am confused by all the contradicting information, but your tips about the elimination diet were great and helped a lot. Found out tomatoes are basically toxic for me. Have a great day. That's really interesting. You know, because you hear people that travel or come from Europe or actually watching this or listening overseas. And I think a lot of times people think that because you live in Europe that they have different types. And I think they do. Different countries will have different access to different grains or different products that don't have wheat germ or gluten in and stuff in it that really fucks people up. You know, all the breads and things like that. I mean, still really not optimal for human consumption anyway, but of course, making it in a certain way naturally will definitely improve digestion. And of course, certain processes of that, I just don't really care to eat it anyway in terms of bread or grains. So, I mean, keep on learning about it. You said the elimination diet was great. This is what helps you customize and individualize your own nutrition. Now, certain foods, some people might get away with more or be able to process better than others, other foods. It's really up to you to determine this. I really do think people should do a complete elimination all the way up to just doing a carnivore diet, maybe just meat and fruit, certain fruits, because whatever you don't eliminate, you can't test. So if you're eating a lot of grains and stuff and you get rid of a couple things, you still might have issues because you didn't eliminate the things that were really causing you the most problems. So you really have to test over time, but the more full elimination diet towards carnivore that you do, the more information and feedback you'll get. Because as you add different things back into your nutrition, maybe you go out to eat one time, maybe you try, hey, I haven't had X, Y, and Z in a little while, and then you make it and you feel bloated and oh my God, your stomach hurts or you have a lot of gas. You start recognizing because you eliminated all the defense mechanisms essentially that your body has built up over time. And essentially what you do is you resensitize your body to certain things. So then you can actually customize and figure out what works best for you and your body. But yeah, government advice on nutrition is overwhelmingly probably 99.9% of the time complete horse shit. So of course they don't want you eating red meat and they want you eating all these carbs and sucking down all this ultra processed stuff because, well, it keeps you weak mentally, physically. It keeps you perpetually sick and subordinate. Government is only really government if it has control. So what you see from the propaganda in the mainstream media, what you see from the propaganda when it comes to nutrition, how meat is bad. Meat is the enemy. Butter is bad. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, eggs are bad. Eggs are going to kill you. Yeah, sure. Every time you see a vegan advocate doctor, anytime you see a vegan like that guy, was it Dr. Greger? This guy looks like he is literally withering away. This guy looks like he would fall over if you blew on him. So definitely don't take advice from the most sickly, malnutrition people in the room. I don't care what letters they have after their name. Being a doctor doesn't mean what everyone once thought. It hasn't for quite some time. All right. Doctors are people that are told what to say and what to do in order to maintain their credentials. They have a boot on their neck. They're not allowed to speak out of line. We saw that during the COVID scam. And when I say scam, I mean the manipulation, the propaganda. I'm not saying COVID wasn't a real thing. What I'm saying is the reaction was much worse than the actual virus itself. And especially the suppression of actual science and information and the lack of debate. So, you know, if you are dependent on an organization, like let's say the American Heart Association or whatever it is when it comes to maintaining your medical boards, you know, you have to say what they allow you to say. Otherwise, you can't practice medicine. So people are going to get in line and be like, oh, well, I'll just say what you guys are telling me to say. Anyway, if there's a doctor like that one guy, I see his videos pop up. I believe his name is Greger. And he just looks like he has bone disease. He looks super. And look, I mean, everyone's going to have their own opinion. Let me see if I can pull up a picture. Everyone's going to have their own opinion, and I'm not saying, well, just look at someone. That person doesn't look healthy. But I always say this, like, if you're morbidly obese, like, I can tell by looking at you that you're not healthy. I don't need to get a full fucking blood panel. Your habits are, let's see. All right. Okay, just saying I'm not like eager to look like this dude. All right, does that make sense? Look at this guy. All right, I can't even zoom in. I guess it's good that we can't zoom in. Or can I zoom in with this? Oh, sweet. I'll just have to do it incrementally. I'm not eager to look like this guy. Every picture I've seen, he looks frail. He looks like his teeth are unhealthy. Is obviously he doesn't have like great vision. But, you know, I wear contacts, so it's not like. Oh, Dr. Michael Greger on how to not age, coming from a dude that looks like he's super fun. Yeah, put that nice little white jacket on. Put that nice little white jacket on so you look really. You look really, 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 really healthy there. Yeah, looking great. Looking great. Just saying, I mean, this guy does not look like he ever fucking lifts a weight. Doesn't look like he's ever eaten steak. How not to die. And it's just like, yeah, let me just keep on eating broccoli, bro. I can't wait to look like you. Just saying, I don't want to look like that fucking guy. Look at anyone. Elizabeth says he and Dr. Baker are the same age. I forget what Dr. Baker's first name is. Let's look at the picture. And I forget how old he is. Just like, is the carnivore diet right for you? And he's in his 50s, he's fucking ripped. Yeah. Who do you want to look more like? Okay. Okay. I'd rather eat meat. Thank you very much. Just looks slightly healthier. Yeah. Anytime you look at, look, here's the thing. Anytime you look at usually like carnivore and pictures, you look up carnivore diet and people that eat a lot of meat. What do you notice? You have to look at this. What do you mostly notice? Now, of course, yeah, some vegans and some people can get away or process certain foods better, or they're still taking anabolic steroids, which is going to help. You know, you have these vegan people. I'm vegan. I'm a vegan bodybuilder. Yeah, you're also taking a gram of test a week. Like, it's not the same. But overwhelmingly, people that eat meat, and I'm not saying it's the only thing you have to eat, but people that do are going to be healthier than those that don't. And I don't want to live 100 years and be frail for the last 50. I've done it before. I've done the vegan thing. It's not good. All right, let's get into some knowledge talk. Let's hit it. All right, let's get into some questions. If you have a question live, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio, drop that in the chat. Let me open up these questions, give you a chance if you have any live ones. And I think we went through all of yesterday's. We did. Went through all of those. So let's bring up today's questions. And again, hashtag in the comments, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. We will kick it off.
What's in
P21
the
box? Svetkov. Papa Swolio, what's your favorite exercises, supplement, or nutrition for joint health and maintenance? So if you want to maintain your joint health, mobility is very important. Remember, your joints are like the makeup of the tendons and ligaments and the synovial fluid around certain joints. So make sure you do mobility training and yoga, eating a lot of fat. Bone broth is fantastic. Bone marrow is great. Liver, getting some nutrient-dense food. Magnesium is great for overall health. But a lot of fat, a lot of healthy quality protein and fat and lifting weights. But the mobility training and full range of motion. So I also want to point out that we've been talking about the elimination diet already today. When it comes to eating or supplements that you take for joint health, it's really going to come down to be honest, it's going to come down to more about what you don't eat. So if you're focusing on eating meat and fruit and you're getting a lot of healthy fats and you're getting cartilage and stuff in bone broth and other types of, you know, the connective tissue, the different cuts of meat and eggs and eating whole eggs or raw dairy, getting calcium, you're not getting a lot of, you know, calcium or mineral binding compounds that you get from like oxalates or phytic acid and, you know, stuff that you might get from oatmeal or broccoli and kale. You're getting the nutrition from these nutrient dense foods that get you all your complete amino acids and all the vitamins and minerals that you need. And then of course, what you're not eating is all those inflammatory foods that can actually rob your body of those vitamins and minerals. Mark on Rumble, Papa Swole, has anyone called you since starting Swole Text? Oh, it's not a phone. So you can probably call it all you want. It's not going to ring. Yeah, it's not a phone number. It's not a phone number you can call. Kara Alexis 03, thoughts on food logs? You mean keeping track of your food? Totally fine if you need to. If you're the type of person that needs to track what you eat, then do so. So if you're trying to objectively put on muscle and put on size, I think it's a great idea to start tracking so you get an idea of how much you're actually consuming. Because a lot of people, they say they train hard, but I just can't gain weight. I just can't build muscle. Like, what's happening? And I ask, well, how much protein are you eating every day? And they're like, well, probably about, you know, 150 to, like, well, what is it? You shouldn't have to think, oh, I don't know what I'm eating. You should know, hey, I'm eating this much. So it might be that you're not eating enough or you're inconsistent. Because if you're eating 100 grams of protein one day, and then you're eating 250 the next day, and then you're eating 50, and then you're eating 150, you might overall get enough protein, but it's very inconsistent. And if it's inconsistent, then your body doesn't always have the resources that it needs to continuously build and to develop lean mass and things like that. So I'm not saying you have to track all the time. I don't track. Really, what I keep an eye on is my protein. I make sure I'm getting enough protein. So I stuff my face with protein as much as I can. And then if I'm having a steak and there's some fat on the steak, that's just goes along with the protein. If I need to get more protein, maybe I'll have leaner or have some ground beef or something or eggs. That might be, well, I'm eating the whole egg. So you get my point. You can go with leaner sources of protein if you need to focus more on protein to get enough. Just make sure you're getting enough protein. So I'm totally fine with you tracking your food if you need to. And again, if you're getting amazing results and wow, I can't stop building muscle, or I'm just, I feel great, I keep on going in the right direction, my clothes keep fitting better. You know, if it's working, then really, like, don't stop if it's working. But if you don't know what's working or why it's working, then you're likely going to hit a plateau and then you're going to have to change something. Does that make sense? So if you're just doing random stuff, maybe you're morbidly obese, so just eating steak and then lifting weights, you're going to see massive change. But eventually, you might hit some sort of a plateau. In other words, if you're not tracking and you're making progress, you don't necessarily need to track. You're going in the right direction. But again, if you're not tracking that kind of stuff, how do you know you're going in the right direction? Maybe your clothes fit better. Maybe you just objectively look better, or you step on a scale, which can be biased in certain ways and not really give you the full picture. But you get the point. Just don't be surprised when you stop seeing the same kind of progress because you're not tracking. You're just doing random shit. So it really helps you, especially when you start out. And even as you're more advanced, you know, professional bodybuilders and stuff, they track their food. They know how much they're eating. But after a while, sometimes you just kind of know, you kind of know when you're eating enough. So I just try to stuff my face with protein. And if I'm gaining a little bit of extra body fat right now, I'm just putting on size. I'm not so worried about the extra body fat. If I get too many calories in, good. I should be getting, if anything, getting in more calories. But bottom line, I want to make sure I get enough protein. So if you want to make progress and you want to see change and you don't know why you're not seeing change and you're not tracking stuff, then you're fucking up. How can you know what to change if you don't know what you're currently doing? Mingus 86. Got some tea here. Hold on. Papa Soy is going to get some tea. Why'd that gorilla not make sounds? And now it's making the sounds without the picture? Oh, now it's going to do the picture. I wonder if the picture is going to go off the screen. My the power went out today. So I think what happened here is, and you can see sometimes this happens with like the sink and some of the things that don't work. I usually leave my computer for the most part on. I leave it on all the time. I don't restart it all the time. So I think what happened is the power went out when you have and had emergency shut off. So everything was like all the windows I usually leave open and things like that were all, everything was like completely reset. So what happens is stuff like that for some reason, I don't know why, but we had the power like just flash off today. So that's probably why things are a little bit wonky. How many times per week do you wash your hair? Maybe once a week. I usually just wash it when I feel like I need to. Like if it feels like it's getting a little greasy at the roots and just, you know, if I'm scratching my head kind of itches, I'm like, all right, it's getting, but I might not, if I dunk my head in the plunge, my hair might dry. It might be, depends on how it smells. Maybe the plunge water is clean. So sometimes I'll just run water through my hair. I'm not always like soaping it up, but when it feels a little greasy, I'll wash it. All right. Tribu Viajera. Papa Swolio, how many hours to start per week and not die? Start per week what? You mean going to the gym and not dying? You shouldn't die if you go 7 days a week. So you shouldn't be dying in the gym. That's not good. Either you drop the weight on your fucking neck, but you shouldn't be dying going to the gym. So how many hours? It's not about the time. It's about the intensity and the volume and making sure you're doing it properly. So if there's a trainer there at the gym, or you have a friend or someone that's going to the gym, you could join us, swollenormousx.com, and start the 90-day dash program. That's a great place to start, but I'm not saying you have to sign up and join the Swole Fam. But if you don't know what you're doing, it's very important that you get on a program so you know what you're doing and you can learn properly. Watch YouTube videos, get an idea, go with someone, watch other people at the gym that look like they know what they're doing, ask questions. There's a lot of great... You just need to get on a program and a beginner program, like a full body workout, couple sets per body part, like, you know, two sets of bench. That's it. You know, you just got to learn how to do it. Gerhard Zo, Papa Swolio. Is there any problem with doing martial arts on my recovered days? There might be, because if those are your days to recover, you're not recovering if you're doing martial arts, in my opinion. Might be a different stress, but martial arts can be very intense. Not to mention you might get hurt, because if you're doing jujitsu and, you know, there's end range, you know, submissions and stuff, if you're tight from lifting weights, maybe you tweak something or strain something because your muscles are tight and sore and this, that, and the other. Or if you're just doing some general, you know, drills and stuff, that might be totally fine. It depends on what you're doing. So you kind of answered your own question. Is there any problem with doing martial arts on my recover days? Well, you have to answer that question. Is that going to allow you to recover, or is that going to be stressful? Just because you're not lifting doesn't mean you're recovering from lifting. You're still straining your central nervous system if you're doing intense training. You can overtrain from doing cardio and martial arts and yoga. You can hurt yourself doing yoga. Anyone here that's ever taught yoga classes or knows a yoga instructor, a lot of times yoga teachers are hurt because they'll teach four classes a day and they'll be jumping back and upward dog and they're demonstrating and they're doing a lot of like impact or vinyasa or power yoga classes. And sometimes some of these women do like, they teach like three or four hot yoga classes a day. So they're sweating and they're dehydrated all the time. They're trying to chug a lot of water and they're not getting maybe electrolytes like they should. And there's like impact. It's just, you're doing a lot of work without enough recovery and you can get hurt. EdBZ93, Papa Swolio, how do you find the strength to stay motivated every day? Oh, I'm certainly not motivated every day. I'm certainly not. I just adapt and I adjust my approach based on my physical and my emotional and like, you know, energy. If I feel wiped out, I might take a day off from intense training if that might be what the reason is. So as you get more advanced, you kind of recognize, oh, maybe I don't need to take a day off from the intense training. Maybe I just need to adjust my volume overall. Because if you're on a good training split, because, okay, so every training split can work. So people ask me all the time, like, what's the best training split? Any training split can work. It depends on if it works for you. So you maybe want to try a training split where you're doing, let's say, chest, back, legs, arms. That's what I did the past few days. And I tried it. I was like, yeah, let me try doing like, you know, that's like 4 days of training, but I cut the volume down tremendously. Sometimes I'll do 2 days on, 1 day off. Maybe I'll do four on and then two off. Or four on, one off, one or two on, one off, and then four. I'm going to play around. I play around with different things because every split is different depending on the volume. And anything's possible. So maybe you're not able to do, maybe the amount of volume that you would do for 4 days or 3 days in a row would be so low. Maybe it's not as efficient for you. Maybe you'd rather do every other day and do a little bit more, because you just have to find how you're able to recover. And everyone's different with their recoverability. And you'll know if you're recovering enough, if your weights are going up, if you're seeing improvements with your lifts, if you're seeing that kind of improvement and you're seeing that kind of growth, you're recovering enough and it's enough volume. And you only know by subjecting yourself to that kind of protocol for an extended period of time, for like several weeks. So I'm definitely not motivated. I just do it. It's time to train, or it's time to do the things that I need to do, and I do them. All right, let's move on to some balls deep content. I mean, I think we're there. I think we're there. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I think that's the best part, is that the card today.
That's deep.
The card today is a balls deep card. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, indeed. So let's get into it. Fam, pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. And we also have some throwbacks. We didn't have a throwback yesterday, I believe it was, but we do have throwbacks today. So pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Who's going to the corner? You know, someone's going to the corner. One of you is going right to the fucking corner. And I can't wait. I can't wait to send you to the corner. I cannot wait. Let's go with Aaron from the Telegram chat. Aaron, number one. Aaron, to the corner.
Matt Damon.
Oh, Aaron, by the way, when you go to the corner, make sure you hang your head in shame. This is called Not About Health. So the question, it's a response to a TikTok question. It says, because you're killing yourself if you don't care about your health, how do you expect people to care about you? So that's an interesting comment because we talk a lot about that. If you don't take care of yourself, right, you don't respect yourself. You're not taking care of your health. You're not investing in your health. You're not working on improving yourself, or you're improving your life or your skills or anything. You're just a bump on a log. So you disrespect yourself. You trash your body. You don't take care of your body at all and your health and mental or physical health. And then you expect everyone else to get on their knees and worship you because you're an amazing person. What, just for existing? No, no, you got to earn respect. So anyway, let's see. It's called Not About Health. That's the question that this individual is responding to.
The biggest lie that anybody ever says is that they just care about your health. They're just saying something about your weight for your health. They just want you to be healthy.
Okay, so let's say, let me just pause you there, like I did, because my God, you're... voices
grating. They never lie.
So this person, I'm sure, like, is, oh my God, when people tell you that, they just say that they just care about your health. They care about your health. Let's say, for example, they don't. You're right. They're lying. They're just saying they care about your health. Well, guess what? They're still right. So maybe they don't give a fuck about your health. Or maybe they give a smidgen of a fuck about your health and you don't give any fucks, which is why you take it in this manner, like an attack. So by default, they still give more fucks than you. They still care more than you, even if it's a marginal amount, because they're actually using logic and common sense, which you're apparently refusing to do. Let's continue.
Anybody who is fat knows this is complete BS. And you know how we know it? Because when we do lose the weight by any means necessary, nobody cares how we did it.
I don't know if that's true. No one cares how we did it. I do. I don't think you should be doing Ozempic by any means necessary. So I don't know. I mean, you're using this. People like this just continue to use hyperbolics. They use extreme outlier situations. No one cares how we did it. Well, like, how do you know? That's like hearsay. How do you know who cares about what? You can't put words and feelings and emotions into other people's brains. The whole point is you should care the most about your health. How come you don't take care of your health? How come you just trash your body? Why are you so obsessed with what other people think about what you do versus you? Why don't you care about what you do? Why don't you take care of yourself?
Nobody cares that the first time I lost 100 pounds, I was eating 800 calories a day.
Okay, so you did it wrong. No one cared. No one knows. I mean, I don't know. I don't know her personal experience, but like, no one knows how you lost it. They just assume you're not doing something stupid, I would guess, but people shouldn't be doing Ozempic or eating 800 calories a day. Hey, I lost all the weight. Yeah, you were starving yourself. You were starving yourself. I mean, you can fast for months, like just doing like vitamin supplements or just like electrolytes and stuff if you're morbidly obese with like medical attention. Didn't someone do like a year of fasting and they're morbidly obese or some shit like that?
Nobody cares. If it was about health, they would care. But it's never been about health.
What does this mean? If it was about health, they would care. Who? No one fucking cares. Fine, no one cares. Why don't you care? You still, look, you see all this misdirection? You're still not getting to the point of why you don't take care of yourself. Who cares if they care or not? You're still fat. You're still unhealthy. What about the reality of the situation? What's wrong with you?
Ask any fat person who has lost weight, any of them. And unless they are getting to the point where they look, like they have an eating disorder, nobody gives a flying how they did it. Because it's never been about health. It's never been about health.
It's not their responsibility to care about your fucking health. It's not.
It's always been about demonizing a fat body.
Demonizing a fat body? It's not healthy to be fat. It's also not healthy to eat 800 calories a day and starve yourself. Or take Ozempic and paralyze your fucking butthole. That's not healthy. So what's
women and men, what's your point? Every day embark on crazy schemes to lose weight.
Yeah, that's right. Stupid people do stupid stuff every day. You're not telling us anything we don't know. I've been on X. I've been on the interwebs. Stupid people do stupid things. I'm not surprised. I would be surprised if a stupid person built like a nuclear weapon or, you know, create a space shuttle. If they were stupid, that'd be like, whoa, how'd this stupid person do something so brilliant and amazing? But when stupid people do stupid shit, it doesn't surprise me. I'm not sure why that's a shocking revelation.
And when they are successful, even in the short term, nobody cares what it took to get there.
So what this person is saying is like, why don't people want to know everything about me? Why don't people want to hear me talk? Me, no one cares. No one cares. Fine. Nor should they. So you have an annoying personality and you're delusional and you wonder why people don't want to listen to you.
Because I could come on this app and I could say, I'm eating 600 calories a day. I'm working out 4 hours a day. I have so many injuries. My hair is falling out. And until I look thin enough, nobody would care.
I don't even think that's like an equivalency of anything. Who, like, people would be like in the comments, like, that's not healthy. You're going to kill yourself. That's stupid. Don't do that. Just stop. You need help. Like, I mean, but that's a weird thing. No one would care. I mean, what are they going to do though? You're going to get comments saying like, girl, that's super unhealthy. That's not good for you. But I mean, what else do you want people to do? Are you looking for people to care on TikTok? Are you looking for people to care on the internet? Hold on a second. Seriously. Are you expecting people, anonymous people that come across your TikTok videos to give a shit aside from being like, that's a terrible idea? There's going to be plenty of people in the comments being like, that is an awful way to go about it. But what do you expect people to do? Nobody would care. What would have to happen for someone to care? What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? Someone's going to leave a comment. You know, they're going to leave snide comments. They're going to be like, yo, that's terrible. Or like, okay, cool. You probably shouldn't be eating for a while, right? People are going to leave rude comments and agreeing and like disagreeing. It's like, if you're looking for real emotion and community support on TikTok, there's your problem right there.
I would be praised for my discipline. And every single fat person knows this. So I think it's just time for people to just start being super honest with themselves and with the world and just say, you know what? You're right. We just don't like fat people. I mean, why even continue to try to kid yourself? The mask is off.
If you want to put your mask on, that's totally fine by me. We don't want to be fat. People that have triple digit IQs don't want to be fat. They don't want to be unhealthy. I wouldn't say personally, I wouldn't say I hate fat people, but I don't respect people that don't respect themselves. If you're fat and you're working on improving, because everyone starts their journey at a different place. Everyone here was fucking lied to growing up. You were lied to by the media. You were lied to in school. You were lied to endlessly. You were lied to, and it's frustrating. But the problem is, it's all of our responsibility to make the changes. So once you understand, oh shit, this is how I've been manipulated and lied to, get pissed off and do something about it. Don't just blame everyone else for, oh, they were mean to me. They just hate fat people. It's not healthy to be fat. And you're whining and complaining about how other people act. Who fucking cares? What are you doing about it? Nothing. So why do you expect anything different? You don't give a fuck. So why do you expect other people to give a fuck? You want people to care more than you, and that's retarded.
Matt Damon.
Well, I could
Jesus
be wrong.
Christ.
But I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Everyone knows it. Then keep being fat or change your habits, right? You're willfully staying like that. You're willfully continuing with terrible habits that perpetuate the same problem and complaining about how other people respond to you having a fucking problem. What are you doing? Shut up. Go to the fucking gym. Stop making TikToks. My God. Do something to improve your health. Because bottom line, no one should care. No one cares. Why should they more than you? You're the one that needs to care. Oh, you don't. Okay. So why you don't care about your own health, but you care more about how other people talk about you than your own fucking health. All right. Let's go with Jeff Tech 35, number 2. And Aaron, you got some company. Jeff, to the corner.
What's in the box?
Oh, boy. This one's called Trans Joy. I wonder what that means. Oh, my God. Here we go. Brace yourselves.
Happy Trans Day of Visibility. Oh. If I'm being honest, it's been really hard to experience trans joy and pride for me lately. I've been kind of scared recently. I've gotten misgendered more in the last 3 weeks than I have in the last 6 months combined. And I've been out for 10 years. I worked in the same place for 3 years. For God's sakes, I live in Portland, Oregon. And it's easy for people to say that's their problem. That's their issue. That's their way that they see you. It shouldn't help figure in how you see yourself. But it hurts. It does. And I can't lie and say that when I dress more of a certain way or act more of a certain way or honestly just don't speak up as much, I get treated better and I feel safer. But that is no way to live a life and no way to live a trans life, especially. I don't have an answer for this. Things seem to be pretty scary for trans people right now, but I can't.
Scary? What's scary? What's scary? What's the scary part? Seriously, what's the scary part? What's going on? No one gave a shit about the fraction of a percentage of people that want to live this way. No one ever really fucking did shit. No one ever said anything. It's always when people, right? They go home with someone at night from a club and then the dude's like drunk and then finds a dick in the girl's pants. It's like, cause you didn't tell them what you thought you could pass off as a female. And the guy was just gonna be like totally fine with a chick with a dick. And then, oh my God, they assaulted me. It's like, you're literally, it's like entrapment. You're literally scamming people. If that happens, I don't know. What is going on here?
I can say that seeing new people come out fills me with so much joy, seeing them explore their gender and how to express themselves. And I'm proud of you if you're doing that. I'm proud of you if you've been out for 20
years. Narcissism is
so
grotesque. It
takes so much work and so much effort and so much resilience. It also is really joyful because we will get to experience things that no one else gets to. There is something so beautiful in finding yourself and working to become the version of yourself that you want to. There's no real end here except Happy Trans Day of Visibility. And even if it's hard right now, that doesn't change the fact that there is joy in being trans.
Let's move on. Okay. There's joy in the, let's just talk about the most important thing here. The narcissism is off the charts. And all you see with all these different like characters, all you see over and over again, what's the common theme? Look at that Churchy. She's so cute.
Aww.
What's the common theme that you see over and over again? Right? The common theme is just me, me, me. Right? My authentic self, my delusions of whatever I want to pretend I am, whatever I want to do. But that's not what it's like for everyone else. The all-out media blitz trying to force this shit down your throat has been unbelievable. The whole idea is you're supposed to find, you want to live your authentic self, fine. That doesn't change the fundamental fabric of everyone's fucking reality. Okay? Everyone else is going to live ideally with some logic and common sense, and then you can go off and do whatever individually you want as long as it doesn't interfere or force anyone else into your delusion. I don't care if someone wants to dress a certain way. I really don't care. Will I comment on it or be like, what the fuck is that person wearing? Maybe I might do that if it comes across my eye holes and I'm looking straight ahead because that's where my fucking eyes are. And I see something that looks ridiculous. I might lean over to Mama Swole and be like, what in the fuck is that? Or I might just process and be like, that is ridiculous. And we talk about it and laugh about it later. Everyone does it. Why? Okay. I'm not gonna be like, oh yes, queen. Look at that person living their authentic self. Okay. But at the same time, it gives me a laugh. I see it. I grew up in New York fucking city. I know what it's like for someone to just walk down the street and just be fucking raving insane. I grew up in New York City in the fucking 80s. People used to walk down the, and they, I guess it's just like that again before Giuliani came in and cleaned it up. They'd walk down the street just fucking yelling at themselves, just absolutely out of their fucking mind, batshit crazy. But when it crosses over into interfering into someone else's life, that's a problem. Anyway. And when you get compelled speech, now I have to call you. I have to call you a male, or I have to call you a female because you think you're the opposite. Like, that's ridiculous. That's an absurd. That's an absolute absurdity. If you actually look like a woman, right? If you actually look like, let's say you're a man and you actually look like a woman, guess what? I bet you people would call you or would treat you like a female if you come off visually like a female. Just very few actually do. Some people can pass as a female. Like if they dress up like that and they get surgery, like at first glance, maybe you're at a diner and someone might not notice. If you look like a dude in a wig, it's, you know, it's like, bro. Just saying, it's, this is a social contagion. There aren't this amount of people naturally that have this kind of it's a mental disorder, but it's very, very contagious. And we've seen that kind of mental contagion with the lockdowns, you know, COVID, and just really the lockdowns just broke people. It made people desperate for attention. It eliminated people's ability to communicate with others. It focused people on the self and, you know, afraid of the fucking air, afraid of touching surfaces, afraid of anyone around them. It just made everyone navel gaze even more and separate from their humanity. You have a lot of people that are on the brink and it just broke them. Which is the fucking intent. And you can see the intent based on the actions that were taken from March 2020 moving on. Anyway, eat real food, exercise. That's why focusing on things like the seven pillars. That is just a foundation. That's why it's the seven pillars. You focus on that in your own way. You eat the way that works best for you. I have my opinions on where that should start. But we have people in the Swole fam that are vegan or that eat fucking broccoli now and again. Like, do I really, like, do I care if you eat broccoli? It's not my life. I'm not going to eat that shit, but you can. I'm not telling you not to. What I'm saying is, why don't you test these things? Because they fuck up a lot of people, which is why a lot of people eat all this stuff and are still fucked up. They eat all these vegetables. How come I'm bloated and gassy all the time? It's because you eat 200 grams of fiber every fucking day. Maybe that doesn't work best for you. I don't care what kind of propaganda you've been shoved down your throat. Have you ever tried cutting this stuff out and seeing if you feel better? And then people go carnivore, or they cut out these, you know, inflammatory vegetables and like, oh my God, I feel so much better. It's like, yeah, all you gotta do is try it. I tried doing the vegan thing. I tried doing it for a few months. I felt like I was gonna fucking die from, I felt like I was decaying inside. It worked for a little bit. I felt good for a couple months. I really did. And then I keep telling the story. I tried it. And that's why I can speak on so many of these different things, because I've either done it or I've tried it. I'm not just speaking out my ass. I've done that for myself. And I know so many more people are like me. They just haven't actually done this stuff. They haven't tried it. Yeah, TKIP, I didn't even do it for a week. I did it for like 5 or 6 months. I was eating like tempeh and soy or tofu, or I tried to. I never really got into it. I was putting in salads. I was eating so much fucking spinach and kale and God damn it. Fuck, man. And nuts and shit. Oh. But the thing is, here's what happened. The reason why I did it, let's talk about this because I think it's important. The reason why I did it is because I was getting crazy acid reflux. I had nasty heartburn. It was awful. Every time, because I was teaching at the school, I was teaching NASM, I was teaching certifications and stuff. And I was like demonstrating a ball crunch and I would do it and I would just like, my throat would burn and I would, you know, nasty acid reflux. And I would just drink water and it would go away. Fuck. And I started taking Prilosec. I started taking Prilosec and that was a, you know, a lifesaver, quote unquote. We all know that that stuff's crap too, because I didn't solve the fucking problem. But let me tell you, I started taking that. And, oh my God, I felt like I could live again because I could actually, I didn't have heartburn. I didn't have the acid reflux. It went away and I was, oh my God. But then I realized I started watching, going a little bit deeper down the rabbit hole. It's like, why would that start to begin with? So I started looking into it. I started learning about the low quality chicken that I used to buy and steak. I wasn't getting grass fed stuff. I wasn't doing any of that. And once I went down that rabbit hole, I realized, oh my God, meat is garbage. So I didn't understand about like grass fed meat. I was like, meat, I got to get rid of all this meat and all this acidic stuff. So I wanted to do it like as alkaline as possible. So I was doing a lot of salads, watermelon, like anything, lemon, water. Like I was just doing a lot of stuff to not be acidic. Right. And it went away. It went away. But again, the quality of the food, right? It wasn't the meat itself. It was the low quality meat. And I'm telling you, I went to a deli. My grandfather, old school, like, you know, New York, grew up in New York. You know, that kind of that generation was always about talking about how much things cost. And, you know, oh my God, this is $1.19 a pound. Like you go down the street to save like 9 cents, that kind of shit. So it's always a generation that grew up like in the Depression or right after the Depression. Like they know how to, they don't waste shit. They always like, you know, comparing and stuff like that. So not that that's bad if you have a budget, but of course, you know, it's like obsessing over like pennies. And there is a deli down here in Florida. I used to go in the back and I would get a cardboard box. It would be like all this chicken breast, like in a plastic bag in this cardboard box. I would get 20 pounds, minimum 20 pounds, 20 pounds of chicken, or is it 25 pounds, something like that. And no, ready for this? 20 pounds of chicken. Shit was like 30 or 40 bucks, or 25, 30 pounds of chicken. It was like 40 bucks. It was like $1.19 or $1.29 a pound. And when I say, when I tell you that the chicken breasts were the size of my face, I am telling you the chicken breasts were the size of my face. They were fucking this big. And I would always laugh, like, what do the chickens look like that have breasts this size? Like cockfight, these were the most, these had to be the most hormone injected. I don't know where, these were literal dinosaurs. These chicken breasts were so big, $1.29. Sometimes it was on sale for $1.19 a pound. Or was normally $1.49. And then sometimes it was like on, it was $1.29 if you bought like 20 or 30 pounds or something. So that's what I did. I think I got a disc. You get it 20 cents off a pound if you got like, so I get like a case. So I was eating that all the time because I was bulking and it was cheap. I didn't have a lot of money. So it was cheap. So I get it. I get it. But let me tell you, I had nasty. Can you imagine what the fuck I was eating? What was in that chicken? So I was eating that and like steak, you know, just like low quality, low quality steak and, you know, skirt steaks and stuff. But the, you know, obviously not grass fed, grain fed, cheaper stuff. And so, of course, going vegan and eating those things, it was actually real food. I mean, sprayed with glyphosate, all that stuff. But in other words, the change going from the low quality meat to that, because I was also not eating perfectly awesome. I was still, you know, eating some fast food once in a while, maybe like a, you know, my nutrition really wasn't, I didn't have that epiphany yet. But once I went down this rabbit hole, I realized, whoa, that shit's fucking bad. And then I went vegan for like 5 or 6 months. And then at the end of that, long story, just to wrap it up, I just felt like I craved steak, like in my DNA. I remember that. I always say it's in my DNA. I craved meat. I feel like it was in my spine. It was my spinal cord. It was like something deep, like in my cells. I craved meat. I need to eat some meat. I just felt it in my back. I can't even explain it. Just felt like my spine was hollow. And it was like, you're only going to have a spine. I'm going to decay if you don't eat meat. It just felt like it was in my DNA. But by that point I had learned about the concentrated feedlots and all the garbage meat and all this kind of stuff. So I started eating meat, but I went, and of course, at this time I had realized, I learned about, you know, grass-fed meat and stuff. And it wasn't as easy to find, you know, 15, 20 years ago, but I ended up getting some, and I remember the first time I cooked it and made it, I just felt, oh my God. And then I never went, and then I just kept on eating meat, but I ate the high quality the best quality I can get. And then I learned more. And then of course I got interested. I'm like, oh, what else is it? And I learned more about, you know, grass fed and grass finished and, you know, this, that, and the other. And then that was just the beginning and cascaded. And I learned about beef liver and all those things. So elimination diet and all that stuff. And I've never had issues again. I eat steak all the time. I have no acid reflux. So it's not the meat. I mean, it is the meat. It's the quality of the food, but it's also everything else. Like, I don't have that anymore. If it was actually eating red meat, why don't I have crazy heartburn? All right, let's watch. So that's a long story, but if you've never heard that before, now you've heard it. This one is called Transformation Quit Excuses. 13 seconds. Hopefully no bad music. Bad music. Turn it down. Let's see. We got... she's thick. Whoa. All right, let's analyze. I don't know the time frame. Holy shit, that's the same person? All right, let's say that's the same person. I'm going to say a couple things. One, great job. I am going to go out and I'm going to say, I don't know what her nutrition is like. Congratulations. I feel like you need more meat, more steak. It looks like you do lift. You got like some muscles, but I don't know. Maybe that's like Pilates or something. I'm trying to see. I don't know. I'm curious as to the nutrition and stuff like that. It looks a little bit lean for a female. Like she lost, that's a lot. Great job making those changes. And look, and again, whenever I do this, I want to use this as a lesson for people. I'm just going to be honest. So not taking away from any of the hard work and the effort, much, much better. Good for you. It just comes off to me. I don't know. Maybe she's competing. She's very lean, but this is like amenorrhea. This is like skipping. Yeah. Maybe runner. She has some muscles, but it looks skinny fat. Even though you have like some muscles, something looks a little bit. Yeah. Something just looks a little bit. I don't know. There's just like that. There's some essence about this that makes me feel like you need to eat some more steak or meat, or you're running a lot or doing a ton of cardio. It looks a little bit. I see the muscles. I can't really put my finger on it. Maybe it's just the lighting. She definitely looks better. So I'm just curious. I see someone's structure and I'm just thinking about like body fat composition, hormones and stuff like that. So I'm not always looking at just like the body weight. You know, people will say, everyone wants to be thinner, a thinner body. Thin isn't the goal. It's to be like fit and to have like good hormones and stuff. And for women, when you're that lean, like it's going to throw off your endocrine system. Melissa says she looks like before a competition. Yeah, it could be a competition, but I mean, massive difference. Like over here, obese. Just, man, I think the contrast is also jarring too. So good for you. It looks like you definitely lift. You have muscles and stuff like that, but definitely keep on lifting weights, eat that steak. And yeah, I mean, doing great. I honestly think you could probably put on a little bit. Like this is my preference when I see like a female physique. You could probably put on, you know, I would say maybe like 10-15 pounds in terms of like muscle and extra, not being so lean. But it depends on what your goal is and what you're trying to accomplish. Yeah, you look great. Looks good. Sometimes I just get this feeling. I'm like, I can't say I've seen so many physiques. It's just sometimes you have this, like this other sense where it's like something just looks a little bit, can't tell. It's like, I can know when someone is doing like a calorie deficit to the point, you know, look a little deficit-y, maybe a little flat, maybe, I don't know, but much, much better, looking good. And again, I'm not trying to be critical of someone's, you know, progress like that, but yeah, big improvement. But sometimes people take it too far. Sometimes people take it too far. And I think she's just like just shy of that. So good stuff. Good stuff. I don't know how that was accomplished though. So again, it's important how you do it. Did you take Ozempic? Did you do tons of cardio and under eight for a while? Because a lot of times people get results like that. They lean out a lot, but then they rebound back because all they did was extreme calorie deficit. And then when they start eating some more food again, they retain a lot more water and they gain the weight back. So just keep on lifting weights, ladies. And I hope that girl keeps on lifting weights and eating healthy and keeps on crushing. Let's get into the Swole card. And oh my God, we got a throwback. Oh, that's a horrifying throwback. But today's balls deep card is going to Chris. I think we already know. Chris, fam, make sure you go and comment on Chris's post in the Facebook group. Chris, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2889 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email, and we'll send you the Swole card. Congratulations. Keep us posted. Glad you enjoyed your trip, and let's get into a throwback after. Congratulations, Chris. Everyone let Chris know that he won today's Swole card. Very deep post. If you're coming in later to the show, make sure you go back and check out the beginning. Very deep, and that's why the balls deep card is on point. Today, so he's looking cute.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
Oh, he's on fire.
I like to caress rusty.
He's on fire!
What do you think, Churchy? Very nice. We do have a throwback. We do indeed. All right, here we go. Throwback. Apologies
What's in the box?
In 3, 2, 1.
Biological sex is fake.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes, we all know that gender roles are fake. But do not say to a trans person, biologically male, born female.
Boys are boys from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Girls are girls right from the start.
There's no biological criteria for gender that is both universal and a binary in human beings that leave us free.
You keep telling yourself that. Ugh.
Ew, that ending. That was terrible.
Worst ending ever.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
There's Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
All right, Groomer. Fam, thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for 2890. Thanks for being here. Hit the thumbs up button if you haven't yet. Rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcast. And if you want to submit a question, links down below, AskPapaSwoleU.com. Check out everything down below to join the fam programs. Check out merch. It's all there. Thanks again. See you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's, Deuce Magoose, your boy Papa Swoleu. Oh, out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. 6 subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. 3 girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now the king left and they so mad, it's like.
Yeah, I found that. Young king with my crown at. 10 racks in a fanny pack.